The Burt Show.
You can learn from anywhere, from anybody. And according to Therapy Jeff on Instagram, monogamous couples can actually learn a thing or two from poly couples, right, Abby?
Yeah, I actually got this sent to me by a dedicated Burt Show listener, Charles. And I've seen this guy talk about relationships constantly on my For You page. So when I saw that he sent me this from Therapy Jeff, I was like, oh, I love this guy. So he actually talked about how there are three non-monogamy skills that if you are in a monogamous relationship, these are things you can learn from people in poly relationships, which I think is so interesting. I think if you're a serial monogamous, if you've never really stepped outside the monogamous box, you can go, oh, that's just not for me. I personally could never. But turns out there are three things we can learn from them.
Three non-monogamy skills that can strengthen your monogamous relationship. One, be honest about your desires, even the bad ones.
So basically, people in polyamorous relationships have to be more upfront and more communicative and more vocal about the things that they want out of relationships. Because if you're dealing with multiple people, it's almost like you got to be a business manager in your own relationship. So there are certain rules that maybe you need to set. Maybe there are certain boundaries you need to set before you get into the relationship. You've got to set the parameters so that people have the proper expectations in their relationships.
Let's hear what else he had to say.
Monogamous people love to pretend they're never attracted to anyone else. Meanwhile, poly folks are over here casually discussing crushes over breakfast. If you can admit, yeah, I find other people attractive without your partner spiraling into a jealous rage, congratulations, you're in reality. Talking openly about attraction doesn't mean you're cheating, it means you're human. And the more you can talk about it, the less power it has over you.
All right, so Mo, you agree, disagree?
I do think that there is a truth in what he's saying as far as if you are capable of speaking to your partner in that way that you have a healthier relationship than if you can't. But, I have no interest in knowing who my woman is attracted to.
I almost spit my water out.
keep that information to yourself.
I'm all set.
Yeah. I think it's like knowing it's okay to look at somebody and find another. I think it's okay to find other people attractive. I don't think it's cool to be attracted to other people, if
That's
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and all of that is so subjective. So I think you can appreciate the way a person looks if they are aesthetically pleasing to you, but to like, not even just act on it physically, but even to act on it mentally or emotionally, well, then that obviously is what crosses the line.
Yeah, and it's tough because I think attraction is one of those things you can't really control. Like if somebody walks by you and they look super fine that day, you can't really help that visceral reaction. The only thing that you can control is yourself. So acknowledging that your partner is experiencing that, but just also having the mutual respect to not act on it if you guys have a monogamous relationship.
What if you look, but you don't act? Can you look?
So I wouldn't gawk.
Okay.
I think you can take in a glance, a respectful glance, and acknowledging another human being's beauty.
Okay, got it. Very well put.
But if you're over there and your eyes are like cartoons going like
tongue out your mouth.
Yeah, rolled out like a carpet. That's a different story.
If you're my man, look the other way. Turn the other cheek, my guy. All right, here's number two.
Two, get comfy with jealousy. Jealousy is not a relationship-ending catastrophe. It's an emotion, like hunger or annoyance when your partner loads a dishwasher wrong. Non-monogamous people have to get good at managing jealousy, acknowledging it, figuring out where it's coming from, and dealing with it like adults. Monogamous people often just use it as a weapon or an excuse to control each other. Mm-hmm. Don't be like that. Instead of freaking out when you feel jealous, get curious about it. What is it actually telling you? Three.
So that makes total sense to me. And I actually agree with everything he's saying, because I think jealousy, people, it can be such like a negative term and like a bad word. But if you don't treat it like a bad word and you just treat it like any other feeling and you get to the bottom of it and you can address it without letting it dictate how you control the other person, I think that is key and that is huge.
I agree. I agree with everything he said as well. Jealousy is tricky because I do think you can have a healthy dose of jealousy. You just have to know how to control your own jealousy to a certain extent. And I also think your partner should not like just take advantage of the fact that you get jealous about things either.
I think jealousy can be a red flag, but protectiveness is not. Like if you start to feel a reaction of like, oh, I feel like maybe that guy thinks that my girlfriend's hot or whatever, and you have a protective instinct to be like, no, that's my woman. That's one thing. But if you see something happening in your relationship with maybe your lady or your man, like interacting in a certain way, and you start to feel jealousy, to me, I feel like that's more of a signal that maybe something else is happening rather than having just that guarded instinct to be like, no, this is my person.
Make intentional agreements instead of assuming the rules are obvious. Most monogamous people just default to, we don't sleep with other people, duh. But what about emotional intimacy? Flirting, having a best friend of the gender you're attracted to, falling in love with a therapist content creator. Non-monogamous couples are really good at defining boundaries before they become a problem. Instead of assuming you and your partner are on the same page, actually talk about what monogamy means to you and what feels okay versus not okay. Look, you can be the most monogamist that has ever monogamied, but there's still a lot to learn from the non-monogamy crowd. If you want your relationship to be strong, hot, and built to last, take a few pages from their playbook. Because at the end of the day, love isn't about ownership, it's about connection. And the best connections are built on honesty, trust, and mutual choice, no matter how many people are involved.
Yeah, boundaries aren't a bad word either. And I agree with everything he said there, because I think you need to establish with the person you're with and be vocal about it rather than making assumptions. And if you have those tough conversations, and even, you know, they shouldn't be that tough, by creating boundaries, you have to put a relationship shouldn't be a job, but it definitely is work, right? Because you're going to work at maintaining your relationship. And that work involves establishing boundaries and having these conversations rather than just assuming, oh, well, this is my soulmate. This is the person I love. They will never hurt me. If this is the person I'm supposed to be with, we don't have to have these conversations. We're exempt from these conversations because we love each other so deeply. This would never be an issue. But I don't feel like that's the case for 99% of relationships. Like, you need to have these tough or not tough conversations.
I agree. You should not run from tough conversations. I try not to assume much of anything in my relationship. That'll save you a lot of arguments, headaches, and things of that nature. I feel like he ultimately said communication is important in being in a relationship.
I feel like I can't speak to this because a man won't date me for longer than 3 weeks. But yeah, ditto. Retweet.
Ditto retweet.
Go off, King.
The Burt Show.